Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, happy birthday for the month of February. We turn to space exploration. Heliosphere, what is that, Bob?
We got some science stories here, John, that are all cool images. So people should go to Behind the Black to take a look at these, because they're really cool. This is using Chandra and the Hubble Space Telescope. Astronomers have actually made the first visual detection of another star's heliosphere. The heliosphere around the sun is created by the solar wind. It pushes outward, and its sphere is determined by interstellar material. At a certain point, the pressure of the solar wind matches the pressure of interstellar material, and that's where the heliosphere's diameter is. Well, we've now detected around a star. What is it, about 160 light years away? I think that's the distance. But it's not relatively close. This star, and they got an X-ray image of this heliosphere. And you can also see the accretion disk of dust that surrounds the star, John. It's very cool. And it just indicates the increase in technology in space.
The Webb telescope keeps coming up with things that aren't there, but suddenly they're there. What have they found this time?
All right, this is another cool image I've gotten Behind the Black. This is not having to do with deep space cosmology, though, John. This has to do with supernova. One of the biggest challenges faces scientists with supernova is they see the supernova, but seeing what the original star was before the explosion has been a challenge. Pretty much until the last decade, they never knew what those original stars were like. And so there's a lot of guesswork. What causes a supernova? In the last decade, technology has allowed them to identify some progenitors of supernova. But now Webb has done it for the first time. Using Webb and its infrared capabilities, they have identified in prior archival Webb images the progenitor of a supernova that erupted in June of 25. And what's good about this is that the Webb data tells them it's much redder and blocked by a lot more dust, which tells them a lot about what supernovas might cause, and also might explain some of the things they've seen in supernovas that they never seemed to understand before. So the image itself is not pretty exciting. It's just a dot, but it's a dot that was never seen before. Hubble in optical doesn't see it at all. And so this is good data, John, and it's technology, once again, telling us more about the universe.
The supernovas are what we believe create the black holes.
A supernova is the death of a star, and it doesn't have to turn into a black hole, but it can. It's the death of a star. It's the moment the star breaks, basically explodes and dies. Sometimes that turns into a white dwarf. Sometimes it turns into a neutron star. Sometimes it turns into a black hole. Depends on the mass of the star.
So Elon Musk of SpaceX is trying to kill us? What is this?
Okay, this is science. This is bad science. And I report on these things just simply because other news organizations, not you, John, don't report it well. Scientists did a study in which they detected for the first time the plume of lithium that was burning up on a Falcon 9 upper stage. And oh boy, we've discovered this. We've detected this. We're all going to die because it proves that when upper stages burn up, things burn up in the atmosphere and they could poison us and kill us all. This is a fake report because you know what? There's lithium on the upper stage. The upper stage burns up. So guess what? We always knew the lithium was burning up in the upper stage. The only thing they did here is they made the first direct detection. But in terms of the amount they saw was minimal. Before the eruption, before the burn up, there were 3 lithium atoms per cubic centimeter. They detected 31 per cubic atoms. This is minimal. It's going to dissipate in a second. What's going on here is just scientists doing the thing they've been doing, the chicken little thing they've been doing for decades. Everything humans do is bad. We must ban it before it destroys us all. And none of their cries of panic have any larger context or reasonable perspective. We're not going to die from upper stages burning up. And in fact, in the coming years, we won't have upper stages burning up, John, because they're going to reuse them soon. So this is just silly science. That's all.
Bob Zimmerman. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. $25 is a good way to continue the argument about SLS. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.